With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. 145 new cases of influenza were reported during the first week of the new year. That's according to the most recent data from the Montana Health Department. The agency's vaccine preventable disease epidemiologist, Stacy Anderson, describes these cases as the tip of the iceberg, meaning
those who visited a doctor. So they were sick, they went to the doctor, and they got some sort of test to confirm a diagnosis of influenza. And so we know that, you know, there are probably many others out there who were also sick with flu, but just, you know, hadn't gone to the doctor to be tested.
The health department reports a total of 423 Montana flu cases so far this season, 2 flu-related fatalities, and 34 hospitalizations.
So far to date, it feels like we're a little bit below average.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, most illnesses nationally this season are being caused by a flu strain that leads to fewer hospitalizations and deaths compared to the kind of flu that dominated a year ago. Again, Montana's Stacy Anderson.
And we all remember last year. It was quite an exceptional influenza year. So definitely fewer cases than this time last year. For example, this time last year, for the first week of January, we had 468 cases reported to us, and we were at well over 1,500 cases for the entire season. So you can kind of see the difference there.
Anderson says it's not too late to get a flu shot.
Never too late for the vaccine as long as flu is circulating, and we're just headed into, you know, peak season. Not only in Montana, but around the country, too, though, you know, especially if you're doing a lot of traveling, we're too late to get a vaccine.
The Independent Record reports St. Peter's Health Medical Group in Helena will open a seasonal cold, cough, and flu clinic Monday in response to an increase in cases. The paper says last flu season, the clinic saw about 400 patients and was open for approximately 1 month during the height of that severe flu season. According to the CDC, an estimated 80,000 Americans died of flu and its complications last season, the disease's highest death toll in at least 4 decades. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.